In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of The Teacher with me, your host, Mohammed. Today, we're going to answer this question. How special are human beings? Stay tuned.
Peace be with you, my brother, my friend. Come join me at the fire once again. It bears no judgment, shame or pride. It warms from every side. Its light is lost without your eyes. Come join me at the fire.
Welcome back, dear listeners of The Teacher, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Human beings are very extraordinary and special beings among creation. In order to find out just why they're so special, we have to look back at the creation of Adam, the first human being on earth and our great ancestor. Allah made man, as we read in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Hijr, from a dry clay taken from a black, foul-smelling mud. Then Allah says that He proportioned that clay. Then, when He breathed of His spirit into it, it became so noble. Just remember what it was. It was a black, foul-smelling mud. Then Allah fashioned it, proportioned it, and breathed into it of His spirit. It became so noble. In fact, the noblest of creatures, as we read in Surah Al-Isra, that Allah commands His angels and the Satan, who was Iblis, his name was Iblis. He was in the ranks of the angels, and He told all of them, the angels and Iblis, to fall down in prostration before this creation of Allah. Then, after Prophet Adam, Surah Sajdah verses 8 and 9 explain the creation of humans after Adam. Adam's progeny has been created from a lowly fluid, and then Allah breathed of it His spirit into it and made for you the hearing, the sight, and the hearts. Little do you think. So Allah has breathed of His spirit into us. Just imagine how much potential such a being would have, how much potential we would have. Of course, it doesn't mean that a human being could become a god next to Allah, which is shirk, polytheism. Allah has said that whoever associates any partners with Him, he won't be forgiven. Nevertheless, this human being could become the vicegerent of Allah on earth. It is through this human being that Allah can be known to all of creation. Both men, jinn, animals, everything. The human being can become the intermediary between Allah and creation. We said that Allah breathes of His spirit into a human being when it is about to be born. This is why we have narrations that whoever wants to know Allah, he must know himself and his human soul. مَنْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَهُ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ رَبَّهُ. Whoever knows about his own soul has surely known Allah.
What do you see? Tell me, what do you taste? Tell me, what do you hear when I whisper your name? You see through my eyes and turn me away. In madness, you'd spiral if I did the same. Oh, my love, I'm waiting.
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Shadowless, you don't see me. Shadowless, bright as I can be. Shadowless, you don't see me. I shine but you're shadowless, you don't see me. Shadowless, bright as I can be. Shadowless, you don't see me.
Welcome back, dear listeners of The Teacher, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. The human being is a very special creature of God. He is very complicated. If we just reflect on the different faculties and potentials of man, we will surely come to firmly believe in God. Man is made with 5 physical senses: sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. He also has faculties which cannot be sensed, such as the ability to think, imagination, reason, and feelings. The human being is the only creature who has both animalistic senses, such as the 5 senses, and carnal desire, which is known as shahwa in Islamic and Quranic terminology. This is while it also has the power of reason, okay, which is known as aql in Islamic and Quranic terminology. Angels only have reason. They only have aql. And that is why all of them are obedient to Allah and none of them disobey Allah. Animals only have carnal desires and physical needs and do not have aql or reason. The human being has both carnal desire and reason. That is why it is said in our narrations that if a person gives more importance to his reason, then he can become even greater and nobler than angels. But if he gives more importance to his carnal desire, he will become lowlier than animals. When we look at creation and we start to think about the order in the universe and the harmony in the world, we see that these are all signs of Allah. One of the greatest signs of Allah and manifestations of Allah's names and attributes of beauty and majesty is without a doubt the perfect human being, that is, the prophets and the imams, peace be upon them. When we look at their knowledge, generosity, compassion, patience, forgiveness, and many other godly attributes, we are reminded of Allah. This is how special the human being is. Now we will listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far, who will talk about today's topic.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended to create insan, even angels were confused about these two. If you look at Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2 of the Quran, verse 30, Allah tells us of the time when He wanted to create the first prototype of the human being, which was Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Before He did that, He said to the angels, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. And remember when your Lord said to the angels, I have decided that I shall create a representative of mine on this earth. What was the response of the angels? قَالُوا أَتَجْأَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ. Oh Allah, are you going to create a species that will create mischief on the earth and spill blood? What they're saying to Allah is, do you really want to do this? I mean, we're not saying anything, but we are there. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. Here we are, we celebrate your praise, we proclaim your sanctity. Why do you want to create this creature that has so much anger, so much lust within it, so much uncontrolled power? It's just going to run amok and create havoc. Now when you look at the world we live in, you just have to turn on the news. The angels were onto something, isn't it? Because we live in a mad, mad world, isn't it? How many times have you questioned humanity? Have you not said to someone, I just wish Allah would just like, you know, wipe out like 4 billion of us, as long as I'm from the remaining 3 billion. Okay? How many times have you said, I wonder why Allah even bothered to create human beings? I mean, look at the things we do. Look at the stories you hear. A mother cutting her baby into pieces, people slaughtering each other. We just can't live in peace with each other, right? We have invented ways of torturing each other beyond anyone's comprehension, right? our imagination is being used to create weapons of violence, of destruction. We pollute the environment, we kill, and then we try and fix things, and then we create a bigger mess, and right? Why did Allah bother? Allah says to them, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know something that you don't know. What is it Allah knows the angel does not know? I know that they have fitrah in them. You the angels, when you look at the world, you are seeing 7 billion caterpillars. I am seeing the one caterpillar that becomes a butterfly. That one butterfly is so important to me, it is worth creating 7 mad, insane caterpillars to get that one butterfly.
شربنا على فكري حبيبي مدامتا ساكرنا بها من قبل لأن يخلق الكرم.
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of The Teacher, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. The human being is a very special creature of Allah. The human being has the potential to be the vicegerent and representative of Allah on earth. No other being, whether it is angel or jinn, is able to become the vicegerent of Allah on earth. This is due to the specific traits which Allah has placed in the human being. But no matter how high a spiritual level a human being has, he is still needy of Allah. We have in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. O mankind, you are poor and needy of Allah. Allah is the all-sufficient, the all-laudable. You are all poor people in terms of spirituality and everything else. In fact, the higher the spiritual status and level of a person, the more needy that person is of Allah. We sometimes wonder, why is it that the infallible imams, who are perfect human beings who wouldn't even think of any sin, would shed so much tears for Allah and express their need to Allah? Just read some of the lines of Imam Zain al-Abidin's Sahifa Sajjadiyah, the fourth Imam's supplications, and you will be able to understand just how complicated and special the human being can be. He, with all his, you know, high level of spirituality and devotion, this is an infallible Imam saying this. He says, O Allah, my mere words which I utter cannot show a gratitude towards you which you are worthy of. So we see that this special creature, the human being, despite being called by Allah the noblest of his creatures, is still nothing without Allah's help. So if a human being wants to become perfect and gain all the good qualities of Allah, he must always feel that he is in need of Allah. Yet we see that some negligent human beings think that whatever they have, whether it is their talent or money or skill in something, is something which they themselves have achieved. The human being should know that he owns nothing. Even he himself is owned by Allah. Once this feeling of need is felt in the human being, Allah will raise him to a very high station.
About the consequences, I know that it's bad, it's better to wait. But sometimes I can't be selfish, and the only sound I hear is right now, and
though my patience gets locked out.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. Until next time, goodbye.
Allah, 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 save me from myself. Allah, 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 Lord, I need your help. Allah, 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 save me from myself. It's so hard to break a pattern, but I see clear what's deep inside. It's the only thing that really matters. So tell me how to turn it around before my senses hit the ground. 'Cause I know that it's wrong and I wanna change. I need